In the meantime, we are grateful for people like Jamie Michelle, who has had the bravery to tell the truth about what's happening in the face of unending threats. Jamie Michelle is the founder of Gays Against Groomers and joins us tonight. Jamie, thanks so much for coming on. Do you find it striking that Balenciaga comes out with an ad campaign promoting pedophilia? I don't think anyone disputes that. And the media spend their time attacking anyone who's offended by the ad campaign. What is that?
It doesn't shock me anymore. You would think it would, but this is just a growing trend from, you know, corporate America feeling comfortable pushing this and our community running cover for it. You know, it's disturbing. Everything seems to be upside down. Obviously, the people that should be condemned are Balenciaga and, you know, everybody that is behind this push to sexualize and indoctrinate and mutilate kids. I mean, at first the ad, it was shocking to see, but then, you know, you think about it for another second or two and it all just makes sense. You know, the floodgates seem to be open and people are just full steam ahead trying to attack and assault children, which is a red line for everybody. It should be. Well, you would think for everybody. For the majority of people, it is. And that's why, you know, there is such a strong visceral reaction coming out against it just as much as there is in support of it. And I do love that you're saying, and I appreciate you for saying that not all of us in the gay community support this. It's actually quite the opposite. There's the fringe minority within our community that does, but they are so loud because they have the backing of every powerful institution in this country, as we're seeing, and we're doing everything we can to stop it.